Zakta Heliga Mishnah Vaiter, Masechtas Menachas, Perigud Veiz, Mishnah Gimel, Arealai Mincha Minhasa Oiden. This person says, I am a kabbal upon myself to bring a mincha from barley, meaning barley flour. Yavi Menachite, he has to bring a mincha from wheat flour. You see, there is no minchas nedava that comes from barley flour. Yeah, there's the carbon oimer that's barley, there's the mincha the saita brings that's barley. Those aren't things one donates. All other menachas have to be made from wheat flour. Now the Batanura says, we're talking about a case where he says, had I known, oh, that you don't bring a mincha from barley, I would have donated chita. But if he says, no, had I known that you can't bring one from barley, I would have never made a neder, then he's not chayav anything. Vaitra says the Mishnah. Kemach, he says, I'm a kabbal upon myself to bring a mincha from ordinary flour. Yavi Silas, he has to bring a mincha from fine flour, which is Silas. Silas means well-sifted flour. The Torah says, Silas ye karbanai. So here too, we would apply what the Batanura says. If he says, oh, I didn't know. Oh, you can only bring Silas. Oh, sure, then it's Silas. But if he says, oh, had I known that, I would have never promised anything. He doesn't have to bring anything then. Same is true for the other cases. For example, if he says, beloy shem and a levaina, I'm a kabbal upon myself to bring a mincha, but without oil and levaina. Yavi ima shem and levaina. Then you bring that mincha with the oil and the levaina. Because you never have a minchas nedava without oil or levaina. If he says, chatzi asarin, I'm a kabbal upon myself to bring a half asarin of flour, then yavi isarin shalein. You have to bring a complete isarin because every mincha has at least one whole isarin of flour. If he says, isarin umechza, I'm a kabbal upon myself to bring an isarin and a half, yavi shnayim. You have to bring two. You see, you can bring any amount of flour in a single mincha. Up until, we're going to see later in the next Mishnah B'ez Hashem, 60 isarins. But it has to be whole isarins. There can't be fractions. It can't be an isarin and a half. So if you say isarin and a half, then you have to bring two. Now, in all these cases, Rabbi Shimon Paiter, Rabbi Shimon says he doesn't bring anything. Why? If he said he's bringing a mincha from barley, or he said he's bringing kemach instead of silas, or without shemen or levaina, or a half and a sarain, in all these cases, we're going to say the same thing, says Rabbi Shimon. Shaloi hisnadev kederech hamisnadvim. He didn't donate a mincha in the way you're supposed to donate a mincha. And therefore, the neder has no effect. Reb Shimon Holz explains the Batanura. Bigmar dvarav adam nitvas. Literally, we look at the end of what a person says. He says, I'm bringing a mincha, very nice. Then he says something at the end, which halachically doesn't make sense, from barley. But there is no mincha from barley. Not a mincha's nadav anyway. So being that we look at the end of his statement, and that doesn't make sense, so the whole neder doesn't make sense, so it's not a neder. Okay, quickly chazering over, Perik Yud Beis, Mishnah Gimel. If someone says, Arealai Mincha Minasairin, let him bring it from Chitim. If he says, I take upon myself Kemach, which is not sifted, you have to bring Silas, which is sifted, fine flour. He says, without Shemin Olavina, bring it with Shemin Olavina. If he says, a half a sarin of Silas, bring a whole a sarin. If he says, a sarin and a half, bring two. Shimon says he's Potter. Shimon says, look, we can't break up what he says. He said, Arealai Mincha, and then he said, Min from something that you can't bring. It doesn't work. The end of your word, says Reb Shimon, explains the beginning. The Tanakhama kind of breaks it up. Arealai Mincha, okay. Afterwards, you said, Minas Oirim. Okay, so that pataka doesn't make sense. But we still keep the Arealai Mincha. You have to bring it from Chitim. Reb Shimon doesn't look at it that way. Reb Shimon says, no. Take the whole statement. Look at the end of the statement. If that doesn't make sense, then the whole statement from the beginning doesn't make sense.